It's halfway through the preseason. Two games complete, two games to go. Opportunities for unproven players to show their worth are running out. Within the fight to make the final 53, there are smaller battles. Battles for a place in the starting lineup. One such battle is between veteran Kai Forbath and second-year player Marshall Kane as they take aim at the kicker position.
We signed Forbath at the end of last season, who had a great year for us. His strength is his accuracy on field goals, and he hit 100% last year when we signed him at the end of the season.
Forbath's kick is up with plenty of distance, and it is good!
He's battling a young, strong-legged kid out of Iowa. Marshall Kane has tremendous leg strength, has shown that not only on his field goals and PATs, but also what he's been able to do on kickoffs through the offseason.
Between the two kickers, the Vikings have made all six kicks attempted this preseason, making the decision difficult for special teams coordinator Mike Prefer.
You know, both guys did a great job on kickoffs and then the two PAT attempts on the one field goal attempt, and they'll keep, you know, alternating. And in the spring, it was about 250 field goal attempts, and I think we're probably upwards of probably close to 325 now, and it's amazing how close they are. It's incredible. They're both, right, like I said, right around the 90% mark, which is pretty good. And we've been moving them around, too, and outdoors, indoors, everything.
The Vikings brought in two punters this offseason, Taylor Semank and Ryan Quigley.
Ryan Quigley, the veteran's punt, bounces at the 10, takes an advantageous bounce for the Vikings. Unbelievable punt.
Quigley has had game experience. He is a great directional punter and has excellent hang time. Semank is a younger punter who has tremendous leg strength and also shows tremendous hang time. So both of those two have battled through the offseason so far. That battle will continue in the preseason.
You know, I think you have to have fun with it. I mean, if you let the competition get to you, then you're not going to be able to perform. And they're both those punters are good kids. They work hard. They're very, very talented. You know, Ryan's got a little bit more experience, but Taylor's come in, and I think a year under his belt out of school has helped him mature and gotten stronger. So, you know, the competition's been great. They've handled it like pros. I'm real proud of all the guys, the way they've handled the competition so far.
Through two preseason contests, the Vikings have experimented with different combinations along the offensive line. Four players have seen significant playing time at the three interior positions. Veterans Alex Boone and Joe Berger have provided steady production at left and right guard. Young players Nick Easton and Pat Elflein have provided flexibility between the center and guard positions.
Up front for the Minnesota Moving Company, Rashad Hill, Nick Easton, left guard, Pat Elflein, Joe Berger, and Mike Remmers.
I thought the guys, for the most part, blocked the line of scrimmage pretty well. We got, it was a different scenario. We got a bunch of twists, and those guys were in there playing pretty active. The protections were good. I thought early in the game we ran the ball well. You could see guys getting to the second level.
Just a great job on the double team up top by the offensive line. So they're able to just push the Seattle defensive lineman back. Dalvin Cook making a sharp cut. That's the longest run he's had this preseason, Paul. Finally getting up to the second level.
Oh, one series at a time here. That's all. Putting good plays together. Good job.
While the combination of Easton, Elflein, and Berger provided positive results against a tough Seattle defense, head coach Mike Zimmer is focused on getting his best players on the field.
Does the fact how well you guys play next to each other factor much into your decision about that?
Well, I think as a group, you always try to figure out, you know, who plays together. But at the end of the day, we got to get the five best guys out there, however we do it. And, I'm not opposed to whoever it is.
One of the few open positions from last year's dominant defense is the weak side linebacker spot, left open when Chad Greenway retired in March.
We all make a place today. Hey.
You know, Chad was an extreme leader, great guy in the locker room, great guy off the field, great guy on the field. I mean, it's hard to describe, you know, what he brought to this football team.
Linebackers coach Adam Zimmer is keeping an open mind about how to fill the need.
Ideally, you'd like to find an outside linebacker, but like I've told all the guys in the room, I said the best three guys are going to play, period. And I don't care if you're a rookie free agent or a fourth-round draft pick. It doesn't matter. I'm going to judge you on what I see in practice and what I see in preseason games, and we're going to try and find the best combination of what that is. And all of them are going to have a chance. They're all going to get reps. We'll probably rotate them all in with that first group and see what happens.
Emmanuel Lemieux and Edmund Robinson have experience in Zimmer's defense and have earned many first-team reps through the two games. But rookie Ben Gedeon has turned some heads and earned significant playing time with the first team against the Seahawks.
Also a big night for number 42, Ben Gedeon. When the Vikings go 4-3 base, Gedeon will be in with Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr. For him to start at weak side linebacker in the second preseason game, Pete, that's big.
It is. It's a huge opportunity for him, and he's going to go out there and just make things happen and try to get to the football.
He makes a lot of plays for us. He does a good job in the run game of getting on and off blocks. He's got a good understanding of the passing game as far as the matchups underneath. So we're trying to get our best three guys out there, and, you know, we're just having a competition, and we'll just see as it progresses through the preseason. But he's earned a spot to get up there and compete with those guys, and he's done a good job of, you know, coming to work every day and knowing what to do and, you know, the temperament that we want to do it with.
With two games left until the season opener, continued battles throughout the final two tests will go a long way to determine who will take the field against New Orleans in week 1.